Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 68 for Monday, September 21st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Monday as gains in soy oil provided support. Canola was up by $3 to $4, the November contract up $3.30 at $468.10 per ton. Soy oil futures in Chicago posted solid gains today, while other vegetable oil markets also showed strength. A slightly weaker tone in the Canadian dollar was also supportive, although crush margins remain near some of their weakest levels of the past few years. Activity was on the quiet side, with the lack of farmer hedges contributing to the advances. However, hedges and farmer deliveries are expected to pick up over the next few days, and that should keep buyers from chasing the market higher. From a chart standpoint, the overall downtrend remains intact, with a downside target in the November contract seen around the 200-day moving average at $462 per ton. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher. Soybeans up 6 to 8 cents, the November contract up 6 at $8.73 per bushel. The USDA reported new export business of 240,000 tons to unknown destinations this morning. Ideas that a state visit by China's president to the U.S. will result in more export business being done were also underpinning the market. In addition, the rally in crude oil spilled into the vegetable oil markets, including soy oil. Corn, it's up 6 to 7 cents, the December contract up 7 at $3.84 per bushel. The gains in crude oil were also supportive for corn, given its link to ethanol production. Solid export demand, with Mexico buying nearly 500,000 tons of U.S. corn, contributed to the gains, but good weather across the Corn Belt and the advancing U.S. harvest limited the advances. For wheat, prices were up 6 to 12 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 10 at $4.97 per bushel. Chart-based speculative buying was a feature in wheat as values tested nearby resistance. However, the U.S. does continue to miss out on export opportunities, while world supplies remain more than sufficient to meet demand. And that tempered the advances in wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, September 21st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.